This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The leaders of Britain, France, and Germany have issued a statement expressing grave concern over Iran's stated intention to withdraw farther from the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. Iran was reacting to the U.S. killing of its general, Qassem Soleimani. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
This statement by French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, which comes after the US killing of top Iranian General Qassem Soleimani last week, called for de-escalation of tensions and all parties to exercise utmost restraint and responsibility. The statement also called on Iran to refrain from further violent action or proliferation and urged the country to reverse all measures inconsistent with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Meanwhile, Iraq's parliament has passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country. Henry Rome, an Iran expert with the Eurasia Group, says if U.S. troops leave Iraq, it would open the door to the Islamic State militant group.
They're certainly not as strong, the Islamic State, as they were five, 6 years ago. But when or if a group like ISIS tries to make a comeback, the absence of U.S. forces, I think, would leave Iraq very vulnerable.
Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Monday that, contrary to rumor, the United States is not withdrawing troops from Iraq. Esper said a letter from a senior military officer that's been circulating on Twitter Monday, which appeared to suggest withdrawal, was only a draft and its release had been a mistake. There's no decision to leave, he said, nor did we issue any plans to leave. You can find more on this and other stories online at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify at the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump if the Senate issues a subpoena. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Bolton's testimony would give a highly anticipated firsthand account from a top advisor who was in the room for moments others have already described, and it's unclear whether that would help the president or hurt him. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell wants a fast trial and has resisted calling new witnesses. The Democrats want to hear from Bolton and others who did not appear during the House inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not yet sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate while pushing for that testimony. If she does in the coming days, the Senate trial could start as soon as this week. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Three Americans were killed by Somalia's al-Shabaab militant group during an attack on Sunday in a military base in Kenya. Reuters' Sarah Charlton reports.
Pictures released by militant group Al-Shabaab Sunday claim to show the aftermath of an attack in Kenya, which killed three Americans. One U.S. military service member and two contractors were killed in Sunday's attack on a military base close to the Somali border. Several others were wounded, and the Kenyan military said a number of militants were dead. Now the attack presents another crisis for Washington. The Pentagon is grappling with a rapidly escalating standoff with Iran following a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed Iran's top military commander.
That's Sarah Charleston reporting. Sunday in Venezuela, the socialist lawmaker Luis Parra was installed as chief of the legislature after Congress was seized and the opposition leader blocked from entering. The swearing-in has been called a parliamentary coup and condemned by dozens of governments around the world. Libby Hogan has more.
On Sunday, Venezuela's ruling socialists seized Congress and handed the leadership to their own lawmaker, Luis Parra. The move is a gambit to cement President Nicolas Maduro's hold on power and sidelines the man who staked a rival claim to the presidency, Juan Guaido. Guaido served as opposition leader, but this move takes away the job that lets him challenge Maduro. On Sunday, Guaido was blocked from entering the building. Troops stopped him with riot shields and force. Guaido is recognized by more than 50 countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader. While Maduro is widely unpopular, but has clung to power with military support.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will pay whatever it takes to help victims of devastating bushfires in the country, which have burned millions of hectares across three states. The death toll has now risen to 25. An estimated 2,000 homes have been destroyed. Marissa Melton, VOA News.